Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is another fantastic episode of Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network. How's it going today, Mr. Charles Chuck Thompson?
Free Talk Live.
How's your Tuesday going so far?
This is live.
It is live right now, tonight.
Yes.
Right now, the time that you're listening to it.
My Tuesday was good.
Good. Your Tuesday was good.
I had it.
Are you excited about tomorrow?
Yeah.
Since it's so late, you're about ready for bed, I bet.
Yeah, pretty soon.
By now.
Yeah.
Okay. Making sure. Well, just so you know, we also have a podcast called Good Morning Liberty
that we do every
single day of the week when we want to. So earlier today, we were recording Good Morning Liberty episodes, and now here we are talking about the same things again tonight on Liberty at Night with Nate and Chuck on the Free Talk Live Network.
That's right. How was your Tuesday?
My Tuesday was great. I had a perfect day. Everything went swimmingly. Not a single thing went wrong. It was amazing.
And that's what happens when you believe in liberty.
I know.
Right?
That's what it's... Man, tell you what, being a libertarian these days, you got nothing to worry about. nothing to stress about.
Your life just falls into place.
Everything's fine. All the time. All right. Hey, go to joingmail.com, hang out with the Fed Haters Club. They're in here talking to us, saying crazy things like it's not actually nighttime right now. I don't know what they're talking about. They're all crazy. Go to joingmail.com, hang out with the Fed Haters Club.
Do you think we'll get an award for being the most sarcastic podcast radio show in the land?
Of course we will, Charlie. Of course we will. In fact, I'm sure there are people lined up outside the door with the sarcasm awards right now at this very moment. You know, it's with somber tone that I have to bring to you the news. And I know this is a shock. This is a shock. But our former president, Donald John Trump, has been indicted.
I did everything right, and they indicted me.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's from a previous indictment, but
this is
he did it. It happened.
This is a new one. We need to hit it two more times, actually. Oh,
okay. I did everything right, and they indicted
me. That was for number three.
Okay.
And this is Georgia.
Okay, now this is from yesterday.
In Georgia,
I did everything right, and they indicted me.
Okay. There we go.
Been indicted four times now?
Four major indictments that I know of, but he has now been charged in the Georgia election probe. Charlie, this one's different. It's a little scarier for the big Trump fans out there, the MAGA hat wearing folks out there, because this one are state crimes.
Mm.
And as we know and have never misspoken on before on this show, you can't pardon that as a president.
Mm.
And so this is tricky. And I believe in Georgia, even the governor can't just pardon people. So
is it like Texas where they have to?
It might be more like a board of pardons, not like a parole board, but like a pardon board,
pardon review board.
Yeah. I'm making that up. I did not look into Georgia's pardoning rules whatsoever. So if this one sticks, I don't know what that means. Could he actually fulfill his duties as president from a jail cell? That is the or would they just put like an ankle bracelet on him for the 4 years that he's going to be the president? I don't know.
He couldn't get near water then. He couldn't get his ankle water.
Wouldn't want to do that.
Mm-mm.
We know that. So anyway, he's been indicted on this thing in Georgia. We're not lawyers per se, but we have been following the Trump indictments on X.com. So it's kind of like being lawyers.
Mm.
You know, like when we all used to be doctors.
Yeah.
And all the other specialties. Mm-hmm. We're climate scientists sometimes. Okay, today we're going to put our law degrees on.
Mm-hmm. Just because I don't have a JD doesn't mean I don't know.
He's an amateur lawyer over here. He studies a lot.
I can read.
He reads some of the books. He hasn't taken the bar, but he could probably pass it by next week, I bet. Mr. Charles Chuck Thompson.
Plus, the bar is just a government test anyway.
I know. hats fake.
You think the government needs to certify me to argue against the government?
No, I don't believe.
There's a reason you can represent yourself, which I don't recommend. But.
Here's the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, announcing her somber indictment as well.
County grand jury returned a true bill of indictment, charging 19 individuals with violations of Georgia law arising from a criminal conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in this state. The indictment includes 41 felony counts and is 97 pages long. Please remember that everyone charged in this bill of indictment is presumed innocent. The indictment alleges that rather than abide by Georgia's legal process for election challenges, the defendants engaged in a criminal racketeering enterprise to overturn Georgia's presidential election result. Subsequent to the indictment, as is the normal process in Georgia law, the grand jury issued arrest warrants for those who are charged. I am giving the defendants the opportunity to voluntarily surrender no later than noon on Friday, the 25th day of August, 2023.
So, from what I can tell, we're actually going to get a mugshot this time, which is what everyone's been waiting for. Mm. They are asking for them to surrender. For
now, does the Secret Service have to stay in the jail cell with him if he goes
to
jail?
Actually stay in it. Yeah. Yeah. Do they all have to go through the same criminal proceedings, too?
I don't know.
And they technically can't. Yeah, I don't know what the rules are.
Secret Service protection for life. So now, if you're a convicted felon, though, does that carry through? I mean,
I don't know.
Still a former president.
This is new ground that we're breaking right now. I don't know what the rules are. Let me ask you this. If you were Trump. Now, she's given everyone until next Friday at noon to surrender voluntarily. If you're Trump, though, do you want to not surrender voluntarily and have them come pick you up?
Come get you.
Yeah.
I mean, come and get me.
And then you get to see whether or not DeSantis is going to cooperate in Florida with them, like, bringing you in, you know?
Martial laws declared.
Way more news coverage when they have to go and arrest you and bring you in.
Yeah.
I kind of think that's what I would do if I was Trump.
He's not going to do that, though.
You don't think?
No. I don't think. His lawyers will convince him that he needs to go in peacefully. And strike
peacefully and patriotically?
Yeah.
Strike some kind of deal. Okay. Here are the latest developments in the indictments. Former President DJT and 18 others have been indicted by an Atlanta grand jury in a sweeping racketeering case. That's right. They used the RICO statute to get 19 people on a criminal conspiracy. Some of his former top aides, Rudy Giuliani is in there. Mark Meadows is in there. Sidney Powell's in there. There's all kinds of fine people on both sides of this indictment. The 41-count indictment, an unprecedented challenge of presidential misconduct by a local prosecutor, brings charges against some of Mr. Trump's most prominent advisors, including all these people I just named. Trump and the other defendants charged in this indictment refused to accept that Trump lost, and they knowingly and willfully joined a conspiracy to unlawfully change the outcome of the election in favor of Trump. Mr. Trump, who was running again for president in the 2024 election and is the early favorite to win the Republican nomination, has now been indicted in four separate criminal investigations, including a federal indictment earlier this month over his attempts to cling to power after losing the 2020 race. So, this one is a little bit different because we got state laws here, and it's a case that could actually end up sticking. We'll play some videos and stuff from some people later on, but I wanted to go through some of the indictment. First off, I wanted to bring up, and I just tweeted this out, or X'd it, or whatever you call it these days, Elon, come on. I just posted this. Regardless of the legality of these indictments and what Trump did, the timing is very specific here. They've had this information. I mean, the stuff they list in this indictment ended in like January or February of 2021. Why now are all of these prosecutors bringing forward these indictments with the grand juries at this current moment in time.
They wanted to make sure they had their case tight.
Oh, a very solid case.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah.
It has nothing to do with the upcoming presidential election,
not
I'm
that.
Sure.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. They just wanted to make sure that they crossed all their I's and dotted all their T's.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
They wanted to be as
quit
fair,
asking wild
fair
questions.
As possible. Completely coincidental timing. The issue here is it. You know, when you take apart, when you take away all of the specifics of all of these cases, it does seem to me, sarcasm aside, that they have all lined up to do these indictments right before the election, right before the primary election, right in the heat of the Republican primary, in what I believe is an attempt at election interference.
Which is strange, isn't it?
It's really weird.
Yeah.
It's ironic.
Mm-hmm.
But they couldn't have helped the timing, I'm sure.
No.
They just got this brand new evidence, you know, mm-hmm. just recently.
Well, they just got the grand jury together,
mm-hmm.
you know.
As people scheduled.
Did you hear this was 97 pages?
Mm-hmm. I read 70 of them this morning. So
I don't know how, because it took the grand jury a couple years to do that.
I know. I read enough. I posted some of them. They might end up adding my name to the list, considering some of the stuff that's on here. Some of it is... ridiculous. Let's see. Let's go through some of the stuff. We got racketeering activity and overt acts in furtherance of the conspiracy. That's right. They're using RICO here. And a lot of this depends on, in my opinion, in my specific legal opinion, whether or not they believed that the election was stolen. They believed the things that they were saying. They actually thought that these things happened and that they were going to be able to prove those things. Or if they knew that they were just lying and making things up the whole time. Because many of these things have to do with them trying to prove that. In fact, many of the things have to do with them talking about some of their allegations of voter fraud.
Asking questions.
Asking questions, tweeting about the specific instances. You remember around the election time, we saw all these videos of boxes being moved around. I don't care what video it is. If you put it in like slow motion and repeat it over and over again, something fishy is going on
mm-hmm.
in that video. Okay. And I saw some of them going around last night showing, oh, tell me that there was nothing going on. It was a van pulling up and people were getting stuff out of it. I don't know what it was. Could have been sound equipment for all I know. I don't know what it was. Okay.
It could have been.
But it had like 10,000 retweets. Could have been votes.
Yeah.
Could have been toilet paper. I'm not sure what it was.
Could have been a jewelry thief.
No clue.
You know?
It's just a van with people getting stuff out of it. How do people retweet stuff like that? Like, oh, yeah. There's the proof right there. You don't even know what's in the van.
Put that in the indictment on the other way around.
Okay. This is... We don't have to read through all of these things, but I thought there were some interesting. Trump discussed a draft speech with unindicted co-conspirator individual number one, whose identity is known to the grand jury, that falsely declared victory and falsely claimed voter fraud. So falsely declaring victory and claiming voter fraud. This one.
He discussed a speech.
He talked to someone, yeah.
That he didn't even get.
A draft speech, yeah. He probably gave the speech. I don't know. Rudy Giuliani, now get this, this is where it gets really serious, left an 83-second long voicemail message for another co-conspirator concerning fraud in the election. This telephone call was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy.
Mm.
Now, I know that we've had other indictments, but none of them quite as serious as leaving a voicemail and talking about how there was fraud in the election. I didn't realize we were getting this serious.
Or being concerned that there would be fraud.
I don't even think he's going to get bail in this one. This is some tough stuff right here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Trump.
And I love that they have all these unindicted co-conspirators. Like, these are the whistleblowers. Of course, they're not indicted because they handed over these criminal voice messages and other things that took place. Undrafted speeches. Would never have access to that if it wasn't for these brave whistleblowers.
Let's see. Trump appeared at a press conference at the RNC headquarters. Let's see here. This is Sidney Powell appeared at a press conference at the RNC headquarters on behalf of Trump and made false statements concerning fraud in the November 3rd, 2020 presidential election. These were overt acts in furtherance of the conspiracy. My question is still a lot of the stuff. What if you actually believed what you were saying, and that what if they saw the same videos that were going around on Twitter at that time about people shuffling boxes around, and everyone bought into it, and they truly thought that there was, I know that that's crazy to think that anything fishy would happen around it. I mean, come on, the water main broke where they were counting votes. You hate to see it.
You hate it.
The timing was rough, okay? Bad luck on their part. But there's no reason to think something fishy was going on.
Yeah, water mains break all the time.
Yeah, of course they do. Just look around the country right now. There's got to be dozens of water mains broken at the moment. Let's see. They've got generally them just calling people and talking to them about the conspiracy. All this stuff listed out. You got Giuliani in here. Mark Meadows listed in here. Mark Meadows sent a text message to Representative Scott Perry and said, can you send me the number for the speaker and the leader of the PA legislature? POTUS wants to chat with them. This was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy.
Yeah.
And so you've got to, for any of this
chatting,
to make sense,
yes, yeah,
a text message where you ask for someone to send you the phone number of another person.
So you can chat with them.
That's a conspiracy. You know, you got to put that down.
That's an overt act, by the way.
In furtherance. Okay. Well, let's see what else we got here.
So this is a joke, is what you're saying.
On or about the third day of December 2020. They didn't even tell me for sure what day it was that this happened, but they know for sure what happened. Committed felony offense. This is Giuliani. Committed the felony offense, false statements or writings in violation of this
Georgia statute.
By knowingly, willfully, and unlawfully making at least one of the false statements. This is multiple choice. Which one did he make? Are we supposed to guess which one of them it was?
He made at least one of them.
Statements and representations to members of the Georgia Senate. So he said at least one of these things, but we're not sure which one or on about what day it was.
The live group is guessing C.
Okay.
But there's only A or B, folks. So.
He said that at least 96,000 mail-in ballots were counted in the presidential election, despite there being no record of those ballots having been returned to a county elections office. And he said that Dominion voting systems equipment used in the election in Antrim County, Michigan, mistakenly recorded 6,000 votes for Biden when the votes were actually cast for Donald Trump. I think it's C. All of the above, probably, is what he said. I'm not sure.
That's an act of racketeering.
If you ever saw one, that's what's going on.
I was looking for the definition of racketeering.
Mm-hmm.
This is it.
Yeah. On or about the 10th day of December, Giuliani committed the felony offense, false statements and writings, by saying at least one of the following statements, saying that it's quite clear from the State Farm Arena video that Fulton County election workers were stealing votes and that Georgia officials were covering up a crime in plain sight. What if it was quite clear to him? He can't make allegations?
Mm-mm.
I don't know. State Farm Arena on election day, Democratic officials got rid of all the reporters, all the observers, anyone that couldn't be trusted, used the excuse of a water main break, cleared out the voting area, and then went about their dirty, crooked business. Well, of course they were dirty. They couldn't wash their hands. The water main was broken.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That between 12,000 and 24,000 ballots were illegally counted by Fulton County election workers at State Farm Arena.
And here's the thing. Here's one question I have. If you did nothing wrong, why are you going to this grade of length?
Yeah.
To indict a president over the fact that basically you're trying to prove that all the statements they made were false, because mm-hmm. none of this happened. Like, it's almost like Georgia is on such the defensive.
Well, I think I said this after the last indictment, but the problem I see here, because here's the deal. The election went through. Biden is the president. We had a transfer of power that was mostly peaceful. Okay? Like, everything worked. The system worked just fine, apparently, especially like if you're a Democrat, the system all worked just fine. Everything's okay. Trump is not the president anymore. And so why are you doing this? The bad part about this is that this could deter anyone from challenging future election results. Because if you turn out to be potentially wrong or you can't prove it, then you might get a RICO thrown at you, you know? And so you might as well just take the election committee's word for it, or the state's word for it. Don't ask any questions. Don't send any text messages. Don't leave any voicemails. Every single voicemail that you leave could be listed out in the RICO eventually. So that one, that would be why, in my opinion, other than them just really caring about democracy and the rule of law and prosecuting every law to its fullest extent, no matter who the perpetrator is, which I'm sure they always do. That could be it, too. More of the same here. This is from Giuliani again, talking about election workers fraudulently counting ballots, 2,500 felons voting illegally, 10,000 dead people voting in Georgia. Couldn't he just be wrong about those things? What I want to know, and I'm serious about this, do we have proof that they knew that they were making this up, that they knew that it wasn't real and that they were just saying things?
What if the truth was that it was only 10,314 dead people?
It could be. George is like, turns out it was only 10,314, so you're lying.
That's wrong.
Last. Let's get into some of the same stuff here. Making statements.
What you're saying is we're going to get arrested in Georgia. We can't go to Georgia now.
I'd be scared.
Because we asked questions on this show that was recorded.
I'm scared.
Like a voice message.
Mm-hmm. I've probably sent you text messages before that had to do with elections. You know?
Not to me. And if I got them, I didn't respond to that.
Okay, but here's one problem.
I wouldn't engage in illegal conversation.
No, you would never
with
do that.
You
will report it to the authorities immediately, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't gotten you yet.
Let's see. Trump and John Eastman committed the same filing false documents thing that we have been talking about. And this has to do with several of the allegations, the 2,500 felons. We got 10,000 dead people, 2,400 people voting illegally, all that. But there is a difference here at the bottom. Okay, and this is the kind of thing I'm looking for. Earlier the same day, before they filed this, John Eastman sent an email to the attorneys associated with the Trump campaign admitting his knowledge that at least some of the allegations in the verified complaint were not accurate. And so that this was about the only instance I found in the indictment of them saying someone had said earlier that day that it was not accurate, and then this person later put their name on a document alleging these things that they had earlier said that were not accurate. And that was, like, not the only one I found of this being the case. Okay. And I went through 70 pages of it.
He said right? some of these them. Allegations.
Yeah, it was 314, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. You know, he found out that the number was off by a couple people. When we come back, we are going to talk more about this Trump indictment in Georgia.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News Update. The death toll in Hawaii from wildfires has risen to 99. The massive wind-driven blaze that tore through Lahaina on the island of Maui is now the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. The death toll is expected to rise. President Biden is highlighting his Inflation Reduction Act today in the battleground state of Wisconsin.
I signed a significant piece of clean energy legislation combating the existential threat of climate change. The single largest investment ever anywhere in the world. without one single member of the other team voting for it.
Biden has been on a tour to showcase the legislation he signed into law, as polling has shown voters are pessimistic over his handling of the economy. Stocks are down sharply on concerns over the global economy, weak industrial production numbers from China dampened investor sentiment as retail sales data came in higher than was expected. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back. This is Liberty at Night with Nate and Chuck on the Free Talk Live Network. We are currently running through this Trump indictment in Georgia. And, of course, always remember that we have a daily podcast called Good Morning Liberty that you can go find on your favorite podcast app or BernieLies.com. We've been running through this indictment. I did read 70 pages of it. So let's keep talking about it. Now we get into some tweets and stuff, which is really fun. Fifth day of December, on or about the fifth day of December, we're not sure. It's just a three-year legal case. Placed a telephone call to Georgia Governor Brian Kemp and solicited, requested, and importuned Kemp to call a special session of the Georgia General Assembly. This was an overt act of, in furtherance of the conspiracy.
Hmm. You're not allowed to call governors?
I don't know.
And ask them to call a special, like, he didn't call a special session.
No, he didn't. He was asking the governor to do it. Can't do that when you are participating in a criminal conspiracy.
Mm.
You see, that's when you really can't do it. On the sixth day, around that time, even though we have a screenshot of it, we would know exactly what day it is, but I guess it's legal speak. We'll have to accept that. Trump caused to be tweeted from the Twitter account. What's Twitter?
I don't know.
Does this even hold up? What's Twitter? I don't know what that is. Here's the tweet. Gee, what a surprise. Has anyone informed the so-called says he has no power to do anything, Governor Brian Kemp and his puppet, Lieutenant Governor, that they could easily solve this mess and win? Signature verification and call a special session. So easy. This was an overt act of in furtherance of the conspiracy.
This all seems like a joke. I'm going to write this in my diary. that the Georgia attorney made a very funny joke yesterday.
Yeah. There's more. Rudy Giuliani retweeted, okay, Georgia Patriot call to action. Today is the day we need you to call your state, Senate, and House reps and ask them to sign the petition for a special session. We must have free and fair elections in Georgia, and this is our only path to ensuring every legal vote is counted. This was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. When you call on people to
look,
sign,
I'm not
a
the biggest
petition.
Fan of Giuliani. Obviously, we spent 20 minutes in the live group talking about a couple documentaries, Painkiller and Dope Sick, and Giuliani's role in getting people a deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the biggest fan of this guy, obviously using power to his advantage, but. Retweeting something yeah. like that.
Asking people to sign a
asking
petition.
Asking people to sign a petition for your legal right to go to your state representatives and say, hey, we want a special session. It could be for anything.
Yeah, anything.
Like, I don't like the potholes that are in the road. Call mm-hmm. a special session, please, and make sure that we have smooth roads.
It could be like, taxation is theft. Call a special assembly. And they're like, taxation isn't theft. We've got a constitutional amendment about this. You must be lying to people. This is a criminal conspiracy.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Donald Trump tweeted. Now, here's a bad one here. Donald Trump tweeted, Georgia hearings now on OANN. Amazing. So he tweeted that he was watching TV and that there were Georgia hearings now on TV. This was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. He also tweeted, though, hold on. Wow, blockbuster testimony taking place right now in Georgia. Ballot stuffing by Dems when Republicans were forced to leave the large counting room. Plenty more coming, but this alone leads to an easy win of the state. This was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. It would have been funny if he would have accidentally tweeted, this was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy
yeah.
in his tweet. But no, he didn't do that. He also tweeted, people in Georgia got caught cold. Bringing in massive numbers of ballots and putting them in voting machines, in quotation marks. Great job, Brian Kemp. Okay.
He did a lot on this third day of December.
It was a busy day. He was at home watching TV, all the hearings.
Live tweeting like he's watching a basketball game or something.
You do some illegal tweets too, Charlie.
Like, oh, LeBron James just dunked. On Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan retired a long time ago. I don't watch enough basketball.
It's a charity game.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Act number 75. They committed so many.
There's a lot of them.
Avert.
It was like 160 overt acts of criminal conspiracy.
Okay. So on or about the 14th day of December, his true love said to him, Donald Trump tweeted, what a fool, Governor Brian. He just praised him on the third day of December.
I know. Well, a lot of time's gone by now. 11 days have gone by.
11 days. What a fool Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia is. Could have been so easy, but now we have to do it the hard way. Demand this clown call a special session and open up signature verification now. Otherwise, could be a bad day for two great senators on January 5th. This was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy.
I think he just threatened to make sure that the Democrat senators won in Georgia, which is what happened.
Mm.
But anyway, what else we got?
The 5th day of January, 2021, day before.
Leading up.
Yeah. Worst day in American history. Donald Trump tweeted, the vice president has the power to reject fraudulently chosen electors. This was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy.
Hmm.
On the 30th day of December, going back to 2020 now.
Yeah, I got a little jumbled up there.
Trump tweeted, we now have far more votes than needed to flip Georgia in the presidential race. Massive voter fraud took place. Thank you to the Georgia legislature for today's revealing meeting. That was an overt act in furtherance of the conspiracy. On the 3rd day of January, he tweeted, I spoke to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger yesterday about Fulton County and voter fraud in Georgia. He was unwilling or unable to answer questions such as the ballots under the table scam ballot destruction, out-of-state voters, dead voters, and more. He has no clue. So Trump had a call with this guy, was asking him questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, were there any ballots going to the table?
Yeah.
I made some deals like that.
Like,
before.
I saw some videos on Twitter mm-hmm. where people were moving stuff around. What can you say about this?
Ballot destruction. He wasn't able to answer those questions.
Mm.
And the fact that Donald Trump had questions.
Actually, it was the fact that he tweeted about it in this instance.
Oh, that's right.
Not just that he had questions.
Mm-hmm. On the 30th day of December, Trump tweeted, "Hearings from Atlanta on the Georgia election overturn now being broadcast. Check it out." Tweeting the news organizations.
Are they part of the criminal conspiracy?
They might be. "Brian Kemp should resign from office. He's an obstructionist who refuses to admit that we won Georgia big. Also won the other swing states." Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
I said I needed to. My predecessor. Oh, God, I miss him.
Don't you miss him?
Yeah. This is gladiator stuff. Are you not entertained?
All right, what else we got? More stuff about the hearings being broadcast. Just if you tweet about something that's on TV, that could be an act in furtherance of a conspiracy. Okay? It's dangerous stuff.
I did everything right, and they indicted me.
All right, and then there are some really questionable things. I didn't know that they had essentially kind of illegally gotten into Dominion voting systems data to get some voter information. Now, from what I can tell from this indictment, they got some information, and apparently it wasn't information that helped their case any, because they still never proved that anything happened. But we've got Sidney Powell and some other people here, the felony offense of computer trespass. By using the computer with knowledge that such use was without authority and with the intention of removing voter data from Dominion voting systems. We've got more.
Now, that actually seems like it could be a crime.
Yeah, now we're getting into things that are a problem for sure. Computer invasion of privacy. By using the computer with the intention of examining personal voter data with knowledge that such examination was without authority. And let's see, we've got. Same thing. Unlawfully access certain data copied from Dominion voting systems equipment at the Coffee County Board of Elections by downloading said data from a server maintained by Sullivan Strickler LLC. This was an act of racketeering. We got more stuff here. Accessed certain data copied from Dominion. Let's see. I think we already talked about that part. Yeah, so the Dominion voting systems thing, getting that, that's going to be a problem, I think. Yeah, more access, more
but none
access,
of them has
reading
to do with Donald Trump.
Yeah, he's not
people.
Listening to these. This is all Sidney Powell, mainly. So I don't know if this is, but this is all part of the RICO case, and all of them are involved in this. And so if this is all part of the same criminal conspiracy, and they can get someone on one of them, they might. I don't know how this works. I've got very low legal knowledge. I didn't get this far into the law books. But I think they can get everyone with it.
No, you would have to prove that, like, Donald Trump directed these people to commit crimes.
Matt's saying that people let them in weeks after the election. I did hear that as well, but I heard that it was friendlies in the Coffee County Board of Elections that let them in, but they all allegedly... What I heard is that they knew that they couldn't do it, and the other people knew that they couldn't do it, but they had some friendlies helping them out. So we'll see. I'm not all brushed up on that. I think this is the last one that I put in here, Act Number 157. Trump committed the felony offense, false statements and writings, by knowingly, willfully, and unlawfully making the following false statement and representation to Georgia Secretary Brad Raffensperger. Quote, as stated to you previously, the number of false and or regular votes is far greater than needed to change the Georgia election result. That's a bad one.
Yes. That's what they're going to get him on, that one, right there.
That's the bad one, as you can tell. Okay. Trump had some stuff to say about this, Charles.
I imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
This is coming from Truth Social.
Truth.
Not Twitter, Tweeter, or X.
Mm-mm.
This is from Truth Social. At Real Donald Trump says, the only election interference that took place in Fulton County, Georgia, was done by those that rigged and stole. They're going to include this one.
I know. They're going to have to redo. They're going to have another indictment.
They're
going
to have another grand jury for the Truth Social aspects of this.
This is act number 167, yeah. Truth Social post.
It was done by those that rigged and stole the election, not by me, who simply complained that the election was rigged and stolen. We have massive and conclusive proof if the grand jury would like to see it. Unfortunately, the publicity-seeking DA isn't interested in justice or this evidence. Also, as in Manhattan, the corrupt DOJ is pushing hard, trying to keep Biden in office. The whole system is dishonest and broken.
I take major issue with one of the lines in this tweet, or Truth.
All the post. Capital letters?
Not just that. We have massive and conclusive proof. Where's the proof? How many cases did they have? How many court cases did they have?
Why couldn't they publish it? You don't think a journalist wouldn't want to write that in a paper somewhere?
And you know what? Good. Because they're going to be going to court over this. And I expect them to pull out their massive and conclusive proof. During this case, yeah. Okay?
The MCP.
Maybe not the cases previous. I don't know how many there were or how far they made it into the process. Magoo, you could be right on that. But they're going to court. I want to see. I want to see Trump's massive conclusive proof. Where is it? I would like to see it.
Mm.
I'm not saying nothing happened. It's entirely possible that stuff happened. But well,
I'm not going to ask any questions about it.
He also talked about the witch hunt continuing. 19 people indicated
indicted.
He did say indicated. Indicted.
He did.
Tonight, including the former greatest president of the United States, me. He didn't say greatest. By an out-of-control and very corrupt DA who campaign and raise money on, I will get Trump. And what about those indictment documents put out today, long before the grand jury even voted? That was one weird thing, was that the indictment. Before the grand jury got together and voted, the indictment was put on Fulton County, I think it was Fulton County, whatever county it is, their website, accidentally. It was like pre-released that the indictment was through before the grand jury had even voted on the indictment. I'm just going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say they were just having it ready to go for as soon as the grand jury voted, because they know that the grand jury will indict a ham sandwich. And so they were just getting prepped up for that.
I like ham sandwiches.
I do too. I don't think they should be indicted.
I don't either.
I think they're just fine. Okay.
It's a conspiracy against ham sandwiches.
I think the timing thing is the worst part of this. This could have been done years ago. Trump even says that. He says, why didn't they indict 2.5 years ago? Because they wanted to do it right in the middle of my political campaign. I think that part is true. I think that all of these people have waited for a while the campaign was going on. All of Trump's money is going to be spent on all of the Republican donor base's money is going to lawyers this year.
Mm.
It's not even going to TV ads and stuff like that. It's going to the legal establishment. That's who's pushing this thing. It's the legal union.
And it's the lawyers that bill $3,000 an hour.
Yeah.
For their work.
That's who we got right now. All right, we're going to play 3 minutes of this video from Alan Dershowitz because I thought that it was valuable. Is 3 minutes enough time for me to go pee? Because I'm
valuable.
It's valuable.
Yeah, it's enough time.
Okay, let's play this. It's a 6-minute video. We're going to play half of it.
Well, first of all, nobody should take it all seriously, the fact that there was a grand jury indictment. It means nothing. It's the prosecutor who indicted. The best evidence of that is that it was on his website before the grand jury even voted. Now, the whole strategy of all these four cases is to get a conviction before the election, even if they're going to lose on appeal. I used to teach my students, many of them future prosecutors, if you bring a RICO case, that increases your chances of winning a trial and losing on appeal. The same thing is true with conspiracy and other cases involving mental states. And so all four of these cases are designed to get quick convictions in jurisdictions that are heavily loaded against Donald Trump. And these prosecutors don't care as much as prosecutors generally do about having the convictions reversed on appeal, because that will happen after the election, which only goes to prove what I've been arguing now for months. If you're going after the man who's running against your incumbent president, you would darn well better have the strongest case possible. And these are among the four, at least three of them, three weakest cases I've ever seen against any candidate. We don't know about the fourth, but it seems like it's very much like the D.C. case. And if you're going after the man running for president against your person, you have to have the strongest case. Otherwise, it becomes a banana republic. Anybody can prosecute anybody. And we're opening the door to prosecution of Democrats by Republicans, Republicans by Democrats. Is what Alexander Hamilton wrote in The Federalist is the most dangerous threat to democracy. And we're seeing it unfold in front of our eyes very, very tragically. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Trump supporter. But I care deeply about the Constitution. I care deeply about preserving the rule of law. And we're seeing it being frittered away for partisan political purposes.
What do you think?
What he said.
Yeah. I thought the part about the fact that it's likely to be overturned on an appeal was interesting, too. That was a clip where he said that, right?
Yeah, he even said, like, you know, I teach my law students.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to try to get a quick conviction, go after racketeering. And, you know, they don't care that it's going to be overturned on appeal.
It's just all about it happening before the election. That's what it seems like to me.
Yeah. And they know the timing of these things.
Is this really what we've come to?
Looks like it.
I guess so.
And now, I wonder how Alexander Hamilton knew this back in the 1700s.
How did those guys nail so much stuff, yet they were so wrong about slavery? Here's a great clip from last night. Who was on Rachel Maddow last night?
She still has a show? Rachel Maddow does?
She came back for this, I guess. I don't know if she came back or what, but Hillary Clinton was on TV last night as we were getting the news about this newest indictment. And boy, was she somber about the state of democracy. But here's the important part about this. I want you to imagine what kind of a person it takes to sit with a straight face, both of them, to sit here with a straight face and say the things that you are about to hear them say. Okay? Imagine being that person.
That the system of democracy at its heart is the idea that the people get to decide how we are governed. And if we no longer believe that our will is effectuated through the system, if bad actors tell us falsely that every election is stolen and that the only way an election is trustworthy is if they come out on top of it, then something, it tells you something not just about that person or that moment. It maybe wounds us as a democracy and in a way that is hard to repair. Mm-hmm. What do you think about how we get better after the wounds that have been inflicted on us through this process?
Well, I think, you know, the truth matters. I think having these cases be brought and be brought in such professional manners, we'll see how they unfold. Obviously, the trials, if there are trials, are going to be critically important. But the article you mentioned that I published about the weaponization of loneliness really does, in my view, point to the larger cultural concerns, because the lack of trust, the divisiveness, the undermining of faith in ourselves, in each other, respect for our institutions, the rule of law, all of that has been deliberately inculcated within our body politic.
Not by her.
You know, there were trends before. No. I mean, we have seen how people have become more isolated, less community-oriented, less civically minded. Then we see how social media and technology has certainly accelerated a lot of those trends. But the deliberate effort to divide Americans...
There you have it.
Charlie, your thoughts.
From the horse's mouth, the truth, and nothing but the truth, so help her God.
I was going to go look for stuff like this, but thankfully it was posted right below. So I
think it's also critical to understand that, as I've been telling candidates who have come to see me, you can run the best campaign, you can even become the nominee, and you can have the election stolen from you.
Russia, Vladimir Putin, Russia, 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 Russia hates Russia, 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 Putin, Russia's Russia, 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 Russian, 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 Russia, Russia, Moscow, Moscow, Russia, Russian, pro-Russian, Russian, Russia, Russian, 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 Russians, Russian, 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 Russians, Russians, Russian, 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 Russia, Russian, 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 Moscow, Russian, Russian, Russia, Putin, Russian, 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 Russian against us. We.
Anyway, someone just posted in the live group that Hillary Clinton says Biden should not concede the election. What was this in 2020? In case he, in case Biden lost, he shouldn't concede.
I don't
remember that.
But yeah, just the audacity of these people to get up there on TV and talk about claims of stolen elections and distrust in our institutions,
the rule of law,
and dividing Americans and all that. I don't understand. And it's not just them.
I get it.
Yeah.
Narcissism.
It's not just them. It's the who watches this? Everyone knows all the stuff.
But most people don't, because most people are siloed now.
Yeah.
So it's like that. All they know is that Hillary Clinton good, orange man bad.
Yeah.
So whatever Hillary Clinton says, like, oh, God, look at her. Just knocking down glass ceiling after glass ceiling with her truth. You know, I feel she had the election stolen from her, but Donald Trump did not.
Yep.
She has every right to question it because she's right.
That's true.
That's the difference.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
When you're right, you can question whatever you want.
True. Hey. Yeah. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about some Bidenomics and how our pocketbooks are getting better.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.